Those who spoke included Mertis McCacken. Her 21-year-old son died in Iraq when a roadside bomb destroyed his vehicle.
Oh, I've met so many combat veterans that we have that common bond, and that they also lost loved ones, and it takes a while to heal, but it is possible, and they will never be forgotten, and they'll always be in our hearts.
Wendy Turney lost her Army husband in a training accident. She now works with vets who escaped the battlefront alive but carry deep physical and psychological wounds.
Within this resilient, inspirational, strong, and brave group of men and women, we also hear accounts of triumphs, victories, and most importantly, hope.
Post 13 American Legion hosts the Oakland Cemetery event. Other ceremonies took place at the VFW Post 3308 Cemetery off Crawfordville Road and at the Wakulla County Courthouse. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.